This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For everyone that understands, we're all getting back in the flow of things. After a game, and granted it was Saturday, but this is the first show Brian and I have since the game. You're just going to hear me and Brian for at least an hour talking about the game. At 11 a.m., we open the phone lines up. And then everybody can talk about the game.
Yes.
Special for you today. We had a rookie quarterback make his debut. Looked pretty damn good.
I think a lot of them in the league did.
How about we bring on a quarterback to discuss it? Joe Theismann will join us at noon.
Let's go.
Then Mitch Tischler's coming to the brewery to sit down with us at 1 o'clock.
He would come in person with the brewery, right?
I wonder, I might have to track down some wings for the big man. But let's talk about perhaps the most important play, at least the play everybody cares most about from Saturday's game. 3rd and 6 from their own 34. Jaden Daniels checks out of a called screen to take a deep shot to De'Ami Brown. A lot of excitement. The throw was fantastic. It's all over social media. Folks are really celebrating the throw, right? I also really like the throw he made when they had 2nd and goal. The pass he made to Terry was an absolute freaking laser. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so 3rd and 6, deep shot, 42-yard gain. After the game, Dan Quinn explains, yeah, it was a little bit like Top Gun, where
buzz the tower.
Yeah, but he asked for permission to buzz the tower. He wasn't given it, and he just did it anyway. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, my God, what do you mean the quarterback doesn't have permission to make a check? That is not the situation.
He was just trying to make it fun, make light with the buzz in the tower.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Here's the deal. And we talked about this at length going into this game when people were worried about Jaden playing. They don't want him checking out of a screen where it's almost assured he won't be touched, checking into what was at least, I think, a 5-step drop to throw that without starting tackles. They don't want Jaden to take a hit.
They didn't want him in harm's way.
And that's why they were upset about the check.
I don't know how upset they were. They were like, oh, no, okay.
Sure.
Because soon as his back foot hit that last step, that ball was coming out.
Totally.
He didn't get back there and pussyfoot around. He hit his back foot and he let the ball fly.
Totally.
And I think that's the ultimate thing where people are worried about his size. That kid throws the ball on time, and he's accurate as hell. So I can understand them being like, oh, no. Oh, okay. You know, like, you've seen guys go to take that 3-point.
No. Yeah.
Like what Steph did against two people double teaming him, and he pulled it up anyway. They said, no, Steph. Okay.
Right.
Good job, bro. Good job. But nah, it's not that he can't check out. Listen, the fact that he did check out tells you he has the ability to check out.
Right.
They just didn't want it happening in that position, as Jay said, without the two starting tackles out there with him.
And I think there is some. I think that is 75-80% of the coaches that are going to give him a hard time. They're like, dude, we're just trying to protect you. We're not winning games in August, right?
Yeah.
And then I think there's a little bit also of, yo, we don't need to show anything in August. You know what I mean? Like, now, checking to a deep route against one-on-one coverage isn't necessarily showing anything. That's something that happens around the league.
Yeah.
But I imagine NFL coaches are the most paranoid people on the planet. They would love for nobody to know that he's capable of checking to that and throwing that perfect ball to De'Ami until they're in Tampa.
But they all know this. What does a quarterback do when it's kind of a single high or zero coverage? And they got one-on-one with a receiver that they believe that can win that battle. They're going to check off and give him a chance.
Totally.
And he did exactly what damn near every quarterback in the league does or would do. But the ultimate thing was his safety. They wanted him in the game and out the game unscathed,
totally,
unharmed. And although he made the check, he still came out of the game like that because he was precise in what he did, and he was definitive. Boom, quick. He didn't waste no time. No motion with it. Just went with it.
And the coach's job in that situation is high five, great throw with a side of ball busting, right? Like they're gonna be excited and they're gonna be like, hey, we don't want you potentially taking a hit. And if you go back and watch it, I mean, he does face a little pressure off his right side that he steps up and evades, and it's never a problem. But like that's what all the concern, like when Dan Quinn's saying that. That's what that's about, dude. You don't want the guy to take a shot in preseason. And you play that out, but you know what else happened? You know who was fired up? Deami Brown. Kerwin, my guy Chris Kerwin, got an interview with Deami and Tyler Biadasz. You can watch those. They're on my YouTube, among other places. Biadasz is like, man, he's the starting quarterback. Of course he can check into something. And you know what I mean? Biadasz just played with Dak for 5 years or whatever. Like, of course that's what the quarterback does. Deami's like, yo, that gives us all this confidence. Deami's like, we got a lot of guys. He's going to work the ball around. And the coach's job is to bust balls a little because you're trying to drive this operation towards week one.
Yeah.
The player's job, Jaden Daniels' job, is to get his guys hype and buying in.
Yeah.
And
he's done that.
Totally.
But I hear so many people like, well, you know, this quarterback can't check this. Listen, man, back in 1985, I was checking and calling plays from the line of scrimmage in high school. You mean to tell me you all think that they don't give quarterbacks an opportunity? If there's a coach in the league who doesn't allow his quarterback to check, that coach right there needs to not be in the league. You got grown men who, that's their job to know the offense. They should be able to check off at times. But if that coach is telling the quarterback what to do at all times, he's a little bit too much of a control freak, and he should not be on the side. He should not be there because that will put a quarterback in some harm's way.
I listened to an interview with Sean McVay, and everybody knows how much I like McVay. He talked about how he grew, and a lot of it was going from Goff to Stafford. Mm-hmm. But when he had Goff, if you remember, he was in his headset until the headset cut off, not only calling the play, but they tried to get to the line of scrimmage early.
Yeah.
So McVay was trying to diagnose everything for him on the field. Whereas when he got Stafford, and after they lost that Super Bowl, he kind of like gained some clarity about, dude, I got to empower these guys rather than try to micromanage them all the time. And I just go back to Jaden with Brian Daboll trying to get in his head about, you know, safety rolls over, linebacker drops down, now your Z runs a slot, whatever the hell he tried to trick him mm-hmm. with, right? And he was just like, I'm going to throw a touchdown.
Yeah.
You never want to take that mindset away.
Yeah, because, like, I have sat in the meetings with coaches, high school level, college level, pros. And in the pros, I still studied like I was the quarterback. I didn't just go out there and just learn running back. And when they will say, you know, when you get out there, let me know things you see. I was coming to the coach telling him stuff about what the quarterback should be seeing, you know, because I always feel that, yeah, you design something, and guess what happens when you design it? It always works perfectly, okay? But when you step out there and you have to go and see it, what the coach designed and how he says it's going to work in practice, you look and say, that is not going to work. So you should have that ability to check it off, especially if you're the quarterback.
The reason they were upset, they don't want him to get hit.
That's it.